This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, March 10th. God's word to you today is God's mind. Our scripture reading is taken from Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9, and it says, "Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed." In the preceding weeks, we have looked at better together, the common ground and better together, the commonwealth. Over the next couple of days, we'll be looking at better together, the common health. The Bible says, two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. Sometimes in life, we're at a tipping point, and all that is required is for other believers to pray with us. But if you hear the word, and you do not plug into fellowship and community, then you do not experience the boost God's word promises. We are better together. However, when we align, we experience acceleration, and God does what only He can do. The subjects of commonwealth and common health are two sensitive subjects in the church. With the subject of wealth and finances, for instance, people have strange ideas on whether Christians should be wealthy, or whether Christians should be paupers, or whether the children of God should beg or not beg. The subject of common health is equally sensitive because we have situations where people have fasted and prayed, where people have done all they can, and the healing or health situations have not changed. So what do you do? Does that make God a liar? However, we see clearly stated in God's word that it is God's heart for us to prosper and to be healthy. 3 John 1 verse 2 says, "Dear friend, I hope all is well with you and that you are as healthy in body as you are strong in spirit." God does not leave us to wonder if the health He desires for us is limited to spiritual health alone. God wants you to be healthy in your spirit and your body. God is saying, "I want you to be well in every area of your life. Your body must be healthy, because if your body is not healthy, you cannot fulfill God's destiny for you. You need your body to be functional and healthy so that you can be all that God has called you to be." This is one strong point that you can take to God when making a case for your health. "I have a work for you to do, Lord. I need a healthy body to do it." But if you do not have a work to do for God, then you cannot begin to claim a healthy body like that. Because what is the body for anyway? Like with Moses, he was 120 years old, but his natural strength was not abated. That means his natural strength did not diminish and his eyes were not dim. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I open my life to all that you are doing this season. I declare that all is well with me. I am healthy in body and strong in spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.